Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi guys, so this is Slash and Dash. We're just going to do a quick murder. I'm Lucy.
I'm Emma.
And if you've been following us for a while, you might notice that we've got a new logo. It has changed. It's so much better.
We look amazing.
We look good. And the one before was just something I did on paint and it was horrendous. So the artist is Jessica, which is J-E-S-S-I-I-C-O-R. She's on Twitter. She's got Instagram as well. And we're so pleased with it. She did an amazing job.
Yeah, definitely check her out. And she's super cool with commissions. Like, yeah, get really your good. Own slaughter.
I'm going to use her for my wedding invites for sure. So top city this week was Seattle, US.
Seattle in Washington seems like a pretty jiving place. Mm. Ted Bundy thought so.
They've got true crime museums, haven't they? And
they have the museum of... They have a death museum. Looking at that really made me want to go on a trip there. Although they also do, for those Seattle people, you might have already been on it. If you have, let us know how it went. But they do a Spooked in Seattle tour of murders. They also do... a tour where it's how would you murder or teaching you how to murder. It seems a little bit close to the bone, a little bit, just slightly overstepping the line where you just goes, how would you commit murders and get away with it?
No, that's so, how can you skin people alive?
It's, from the description, that's what it sounds like. Again, those Seattle people that got this Slash and Dash to happen, if you've been on the tour, I mean, maybe you should clear this up, because I think I'm initiating an investigation.
If anyone's setting up a UK version, that would be my dream hen do.
No, I'm not teaching your mum how to murder. She's looking at me. She's giving me the dead eye pretty much every time as it is. We don't need to give her tips as well.
So we're doing a quick one. It is Slash and Dash. We're not going to dwell over this. It's not going to be well researched, but it's just to reward you guys. I mean, it's not. We spent a few minutes, but it's just to reward you guys in Seattle who have been sharing us, checking us out. And if you want your city up, we're going to give you 2 weeks this time. So make sure that you share it with your friends and get them to play it. And then you could be on Slash and Dash next time.
So as we mentioned, Ted Bundy did chill out in this area for a period of his killings. Also, a few other high-profile murders happened here. The Carnation Murders by Joseph McEnroe with the creepiest little voice ever. I mean, that's usually what he's remembered for, is his creepy little voice, but also the horrendous, horrendous murders that he did. There's a two-part in-depth look at those murders on Sword and Scale for definite that I've heard of. I'm sure there's others. So if you're interested in that, listen to those.
Yeah, other professionals do that.
So another high profile case that took place was the Capitol Hill Massacre, or Massacre, as Calamity Jane would call it, which sounds horrific. Happened in 2006 all started off at a rave held in Capitol Hill. Now, I don't know if this is a Seattle thing, but I'm not sure that raves are massively still happening.
Raves have definitely disappeared. Luke's always telling me about all the big clubs have closed down because people just don't rave anymore.
Yeah, we don't rave anymore. 2006 must have been the tail end of the raving.
Yeah.
I mean, that was around about the time that I was just becoming old enough to start going out, so I missed it completely. We just get drunk and fall in a gutter. These days
we were more rocky kind of kids, weren't we? We went into the dance.
No.
I need words to my music, for
I,
sure.
I need to punch someone in the face while I'm dancing.
I need to scream cry while I'm dancing.
Yeah. If I've not elbowed someone in the face, then it didn't count.
Yeah.
So, that's what was happening. It was a rave at the Capitol Hill Arts Centre. And this young gentleman, Kyle Huff, attended the party, didn't know anyone.
Loser.
Went
anyway.
He
just went on his own.
I don't know. Like,
got nothing better to do.
Well,
I guess it's a rave. No one's going to be talking to anyone anyway.
Now that I'm sympathising with the murderers, but fuck it. Don't sit at home on your own. Don't let Lucy shame you into not doing things because you're on your own. If you want to go and see a band and nobody wants to go with you, fucking go and see them. If you want to go to an event and no one else is coming, get out of the house and go. You can do things on your own.
Yeah, grab a glow stick, wear a controversial t-shirt.
Now you're encouraging it. Like, just do whatever you want to do to be happy. Like, don't feel like you can't do things because you're solo. Totally do it. Yeah, oh. I'm going to a gig on my own in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
Yeah! I'm going to see Frank Turner and no one will come. I'm going. Plus, I had to buy tickets from a tout, so they're expensive, so I wouldn't ask anyone to pay the same price. Play. I'm doing it! I love him, and I'm going to go and see him.
Yeah, fair play. Good for you. Good on you.
No sarcasm there.
So patronising.
So, me and Kyle Huff shared the same philosophy of going to places on your own. So anyway, he went to this party. He was noticed. He spoke to people. And nothing really happened. But the fact that he went to this rave is important. Because later on, afterwards, they would find a letter that was allegedly written by Kyle to his twin brother, Kane, in which he laid out his manifesto for this event and his reasons and motivations for the killings. And it was linked to the rave culture. So he left and went to his truck and apparently took out a 12 gauge pistol grip shotgun. I wouldn't be able to tell you what that looks like. I assume it's a big one. And a 40 caliber semi-automatic Ruger handgun. Again, it says it has 300 rounds. Is that a lot? Like, how many rounds do you need to go? Like, how many rounds...
Is a round a bullet?
Like, if it was a round of drinks, I definitely couldn't get 300 in. No. Or is a round, like... We don't know anything about guns.
We don't like guns.
Like, but this guy had loads of them, and he also had the names of them.
And he could just walk in with them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it was encouraged. But so he went in. He went back to the party. It was an after party from the rave he'd been invited to. And on his way back, he stopped and spray painted the word now on a step. Again, this is one of the things that would link him to the letter that had been written earlier. So he went in and he shot five people who were talking outside of the house on the porch. He pushed himself through, shot some more people on the first floor, and basically just made his way rampaging through this house shooting. He was shooting through locked doors.
Complete strangers.
Yeah, all complete strangers. Luckily, an officer nearby heard the shots and headed over there straight away, as well as multiple 911 calls that had dispatched people. As when he arrived, Huff was leaving with his weapon, and before the officer could ask him to put it down, stay where he was, Huff put the gun into his own mouth and shot himself.
Just do that from the start. Don't take all these people down with you.
I mean, it was horrendous. These people were at this after party, so a group of friends, so communities and families and groups of people were just absolutely devastated
so
by
tragic.
This.
Just wrong place, wrong time. How awful.
So the reasons just seem bizarre. Why would somebody go and do this? So I'm going to read you the letter that Carl wrote to his brother. Rather difficult because he wasn't a learner. Academia was not his thing. Guns were definitely his thing. Book smarts was not number one in his priorities.
I mean, he wasn't using that learning in the end, was he?
No. So this is what he said to his brother Kyle, to his brother Kane, sorry. I hope you'll find this letter after the fact. Don't let the police or FBI keep you from having it. This is my last wish for you to see this. Don't kill yourself, moron. That's the last thing I would want to happen. As long as you're alive, so is a part of me, you know? I hate leaving you by yourself, but this is something I feel I have to do. My life would always feel incomplete otherwise. I can't let them get away with what they're doing. Kids like me and you are seriously dying over this shit. I hate the world of sex that they are striving to make. This is a revolution, brother. The most important thing to happen since man began. To let it die out would be a crime. I'll never come with them. I'll always see it as hell, the things they do and say. They're raping us, and it's just too disturbing to me to ignore and try and live my life with. So basically he goes on and on about how there's people around, they're next to us, they're trying to freak you out, and they're making your heart palpitate. And he just, in the end, says, I hope you'll be willing to help me kill this hippie shit. Now, kids, now.
Because it's the world of sex. The world of sex is the
Yeah, so he'd attended this rave, attended this party, but with disdain. Like, he was hating everyone there. He was thought that the whole scene was revolting and disgusting. And it reminds me quite a bit of Elliot Rodger. You know, the kid that a couple of years ago or last year killed or went on a shooting spree.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said that the girls wouldn't speak to him and wouldn't see how amazing he was.
And
he hated everyone's obsession with sex, yet they wouldn't give it to him. And I feel like it doesn't expressly say that, but I feel like if you're hating the fact that other people are having sex and having a good time and partying, it's usually because you feel excluded from it, because you're not a part of it.
He did all those YouTube videos, didn't he, about
Elliot
how
Roger
everyone
did, yeah.
should fancy him and they don't. Yeah. I mean, how horrific.
Like, if
paranoid schizophrenia a little bit as well, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of they're doing this to us and they're raping us.
Well, that's exactly, like, he feels alienated. If you have loads of friends and you're all going out partying too, you're not going to hate other people. It's like when I'm in the supermarket on the weekend and I see couples walking around the aisles and I bash them with my trolley. No, don't shop together. Shops, like, it's not a two-man job. If it was a two-man job, I'd have to hire someone to come with me. One of you stay at home and get the cleaning done. Don't make this a public display of affection.
We shop together, but we walk away from each other and then meet at the trolley at the end.
I've done it again. I said I would stop using the podcast as an outlet for my sad single life. And yet again, I've managed
Let's
to
run. Let's use it to get you a date. Mr. 5'11", get in touch. You're the one.
He's not the one.
He gave us 4 stars. Stop, he might be the one.
Reviews.
He might be the
we
one.
We said we wouldn't talk He's about reviews one. Anymore.
Slash and dash. Bye.